Imagine all the people. It is 4:30 and you're tuned to KDNK. I'm Raleigh Burley, and in the studio, joined on phone by Jerome Ostentowski. Are you there, Jerome?
Yeah, we're here. We're ready to do the show.
And
isolated here.
Taylor Alger as well with you, right?
Yes, yeah.
Hi, Taylor.
Our co-host today.
All right.
Stephanie Seidoff is not available today, so we're going to do the permaculture for pandemics. That's kind of the theme that actually I might as well get started right into it. Here at Crimpy, we actually have four people up here now, and we're actually in total isolation as much as we can be, which is a smart thing to do right now. Get a jump on it, and as you know, we have a pretty self-reliant system up here. We have 5,000 square foot of greenhouses and an acre of edible landscaping, forest garden. So we have provided a lot of our food. We have two freezers full of food from frozen fruit from last year. Plus, we have all our greenhouses planted in new salad greens, and we're still eating citrus and everything in our tropical greenhouse. And then we're all encouraging people to do the same. We're trying to do an outreach in our community to help people on Basalt Mountain to get set up with food ordering. We're doing a sort of a subscription direct order from UNFI so that we can. We've been doing that for 30 years, but we've opened that up to a few friends and people on Basalt Mountain so that if we don't want to go down to the supermarket, we can, you know, bulk up and store our food like the Mormons did or still do. And so those are some of the things we can do to prepare for, you know, the worst or whatever happens. And we can also not, you know, freak out and, you know, turn a problem into a solution. It's one of the principles of permaculture. We're lucky to have our own water, our own solar, and all the growing opportunities, and then also just generally taking care of ourselves. And I think that one of the things that hasn't been talked about very much, you know, they say, well, stay healthy, but what are you really supposed to be doing? It's really propping up your immune system for the virus, whether you're old or young. And there are some things that we've been doing up here for a long time, and I've been doing. I'm almost 80, and I'm still kicking. And some of the things you can be doing and that we've sort of sourced on the internet is, you know, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D2 is supposed to be really good. And if you're doing calcium, you want to do vitamin K. And we've been doing elderberry syrup as well as a prophylactic, and that's really good for any kind of flu or immune system. And then we're doing a lot of spilanthes. We sell our spilanthes down at Mana, which is is an antiviral and antigesic, antimicrobial, and it's a really good prophylactic to take to ward off the any viruses or any bacteria. And then we also make a really good tea. It's a tea actually I got from Stephanie Sison, and I take about five different roots of where's that list here? It's Oregon grape, dandelion, echinacea, burdock, licorice. And then I add nettle and goji berry and dried mint from the garden. All these are pretty much from the garden. And if you had moringa, you can put that in there as well. And I make a gallon of that every, week or so. And then I can drink that for the entire week. those are, that's an immune system building. Tea, all of those root vegetables. We sell a tincture that's similar to that. It's called Native Roots. Has echinacea, Oregon grape, dandelion. So those are things you can do. Medicinal tinctures, teas. And then we also we'll have Taylor talk a little bit about our daily smoothie. We do about 20 different things that we have in a smoothie that we mostly grow from the greenhouse here, store in the freezer. And so those are things that you can really do. And that, just sort of on the physical side, if you also, if we're lucky to have the Salt Mountain in our backyard, so, and a waterfall in our front yard. So we're encouraging everybody to get out and take a walk every other day or every day experience a little biophilia, getting out in the woods. Yesterday, the Salt Mountain was so beautiful. There was a nice cool breeze, but the sun was warm, and the sky was really blue, and Mount Silpurus and the ski areas. When I get farther up, I can go up about 1,500 feet, and I can see Snowmass Mountain and Silpurus and all of the 14ers in between. And that's really a healing experience to get out in the woods by yourself, walking, doing walking meditation, just sitting on the rocks and getting some quiet time in all of this craziness. And I think that will help people get through, you know, whatever that's being thrown at us here. I think that's kind of where we have to, some of the main things we have to do.
Yeah, you decided to lead off today's special show of Living Permaculture with Imagine by John Lennon. Could you describe where that inspiration came from?
Well, I just saw a documentary on Netflix of how he came up with that song, and his wife basically, I think, wrote that part of that song. And it's just a good theme song for, I think we have an opportunity to imagine something different now in the world, and not the same old, same old. That, you know, how are we going to build another, you know, how do we come out of this at the end?
Mm-hmm.
One of the next authors that I'm going to be interviewing is Bob Hopkins, and his latest book is called From What Is to What If. And basically, it's just trying to imagine a new world, a new situation to what we're doing. And if we, it doesn't really do much good to give health care to the whole population if we're destroying our health. Mm-hmm. And I know that most of our listeners here are interested in keeping their health. Is, you know, we have lots of active people and eating good foods, changing their diets, changing their lifestyles. You know, most of the chronic diseases we have right now can be either mitigated or completely alleviated by diet and lifestyle change. And that's all proven. Of course, you know, the medical and the pharmaceuticals probably don't want to have that competition. But, you know, slowly everybody is getting the word out, and people are taking initiative to make those changes. And I think the sooner the better. I think that's kind of where I think Imagine fits in here.
And I think, it, you know, the song really talks about the importance of working together and coming together to, you know, overcome everything that's happening. And I think right now, especially, we all have to come together and encourage our community to, you know, self-isolate if that's what we're needing to do, to educate our community on what is healthy and things they can do. I think now is, you know, hopefully a time that we can collaborate as a community rather than the competitive nature that's been so, instilled into society.
Yeah, it sounds like the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute is well set up for this kind of situation, based on, following the models of permaculture for self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Could you talk a little bit about what you're doing for the community from where you are?
Well, we've been teaching the classes here now for 32 years, the permaculture design course and the academy and workshops, teaching people how to grow food year-round in four-season greenhouses and season extenders and perennial food forests. And we have a nursery, and we sell plants, we sell tinctures, we do classes, we do tours, we do consulting for greenhouses. So this is something that we've been doing. We're just going to do more of it, and we're hoping that, by August and September that that we'll either have a little breather in this or we'll be on the other side of it so that we can go ahead and schedule our classes. We have them on our website. You can see that they're all scheduled in July, August, and September for the most part. I've had to cancel two trips overseas, one to New Zealand and one to Europe, that I had all scheduled to go in this spring, but I'm not going to be going anywhere, obviously. And with our book, The Forest Garden Greenhouse, that has sparked a lot of interest in people building greenhouses and being more self-reliant. But you don't really need a greenhouse to be self-reliant in some respects. I've been talking to people who just, call me up and say, well, what can I do, right now? We started a microgreen business again. And that's something you can do so quickly with some nursery flats and some potting soil. And if you go on our website, we'll give a link to Johnny Seed, and they have sprouting seeds for sale. And our favorite three are buckwheat, radish, daikon radish, and sunflowers. Those are the easiest to grow, but we're going to experiment with about seven different ones in addition to that. And we could be selling these down at Mana or trading them or, giving them away to neighbors. Well, as soon as we get cranked up here, people are interested. But we can also show people how to do it. And pretty soon, the understory for our forest garden, it's already greening up under there. Things are poking up from the leaves, and we're going to be eating salad greens that we've never really planted. They're just perennial or volunteers. We have lamb's quarters, garlic that we eat as a spring garlic, lovage, nettle, dandelions, all those things you can add to your mix. And if you buy a bunch of root vegetables, you can grate those. Carrots, beets, turnips, daikon, cabbage, and then you add some of the greens to it, or some microgreens. So you can make a really good salad, a healthy salad every day, without, even buying anything from the market. You can buy a bag of carrots, you can buy some beets or something, and you can stay really healthy and make some hearty soup, rice and beans, and you can stay pretty healthy. You know, we've just done a $3,000 order of food that we put up, and we have another bunch of people that are going to be making another $2,000 or $3,000 order next week. Friends of ours who want to stock up and not have to go to the market. And so there's all kinds of really interesting and simple things we can do. That we can promote and answer questions. You can go on our website. We have lots of videos about what we do, and we'll be posting more of those.
What is your website? Could you share the address?
CRMPI.org. I'll have Taylor talk a little bit about what she wants to talk about now.
So, you asked, things that we were doing to directly impact and help the community through this. And Jerome did mention that we've extended our bulk food order to our neighbors and people here on the mountain. So we have ourselves and can help them, stock up on things like rice and beans and lentils and spices and, you know, all the little things that we really don't think about, you know, that we can hold that will last for as long as we need to be in isolation. We also, Jerome mentioned that we are selling our tinctures at Mana in Carbondale, and we just went and bottled 100 Bioanthes tinctures. So we'll be putting those out, you know, to the public if they want, if they're interested in getting those. And then just, you know, always this education and letting people know which herbs are medicinal and which herbs can support the immune system and things like that at this time. We just did, 12 or 13 flats of different medicinal herbs, ranging from echinacea to basil, cutting celery, nettles, and so on. So we've got tons of starts, and we're hoping to, you know, have those for ourselves, extend them to the community, and then we're hoping that we can sell some at Dandelion Days and Carbondale. So we'll have tons of starts there for people to look at and get for themselves, and we'll be glad to talk to people about how each herb can support them. Another thing that we really are trying to talk to the community about and encourage the community to do is transforming our fear into positive energy. What's happening, I think, with all the news that's coming out and the different statistics, people are getting scared and panicked, and that's a natural response. But what we, have found is that stress and panic compromises the immune system. So, you know, it's good to stay informed. It's good to know what's happening, out there and how things are progressing, but you also can't become consumed by it. So we really try to focus on turning that fear into a positive action. So, for example, the growing sprouts, starting neighborhood food supports is something you can do. Looking into different ways to improve your immune system, you know, eating things like garlic and ginger and turmeric are really great for the immune system. Jerome mentioned mindful walks, which is a huge thing that not only helps you keep your physical health, but helps you keep your sanity. And when we say mindful, that's not, hey, you know, I'm going to hike to the top of this mountain. It's walking and feeling the ground beneath your feet and looking at the trees and the details of the trees and feeling the wind and really being present as you're walking to kind of not distract your mind, but reset your mind from the worry that you may be feeling. Eating salads every day is really important. It's something, you know, that your body is getting the nutrients that it needs. We've been doing some studies on, we haven't been doing those studies, but there's been studies released that a lot of the people that have passed from coronavirus have had hypertension, and a lot of them are on medication for it. In our research, we found that one out of every three individuals in this country have high blood pressure, which is an astounding amount. And we also found that if, you know, the group of people don't have hypertension by the time that they're 55, 90% of them will, get hypertension by the time that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and stress is a really big thing in terms of, accentuating or bringing on hypertension. Your blood pressure goes up when you're stressed. I can go anywhere from 110 to 150. If I'm stressed, I can read a 150. But if I'm even after I go on a hike, I can come back here and sit on my massage chair and take my blood pressure, and it's down to 110 over 50. And you know, I'm almost 80. So I think that's mainly because diet and exercise and trying to, meditation and, I spent a lot of time in the hammock now. I was just sorting seeds in the hammock and, we can get our vitamin D in the hammock every day, the bathing suit without, we also take about 6,000 and you can get your vitamin D level checked. And it's time to get your blood checked. But hopefully the vitamin D really helps with lung congestion, lower lung congestion, and that seems to be the killer here, pneumonia and lung congestion. Also, horseradish is really, really good for your sinus condition. So if you have upper respiratory things, City Market sells a really good horseradish. I think it comes from Silver Springs. And we make our own here, but they have a really good horseradish. And if you eat a teaspoon a day, it'll clear up your sinuses. And you can just put it on whatever meat or eggs, or you can just mix it in your salad mix or your dressing. Just get a teaspoon of horseradish a day, and you'll notice how it will just clean up your nostrils, just dry them up completely. I remember coming back from Nepal, about 35 years ago, and we had such a bad sinus outbreaks, the whole group of us did, and everybody there. And I couldn't get rid of it until I read about horseradish. And my aunt had given me some horseradish, 45 years ago, and I'm still growing that same horseradish. And so I made some horseradish sauce, and sure enough, 3 days later, my sinus was gone. So these are really simple things we can do. Eat a lot of wild greens when they start coming up. Juice them. Steam them. Put them in salad. They're all out there for us. And everybody knows, Carbondale people know about all these things, and most of us are doing them. We're pretty much speaking to the choir here, but I'm sure that we can. This program is archived, so people can check in and listen to it later and see what you can do. Real simple things. And do you have anything else you want to cover while we're here?
Well, I remember at the beginning you mentioned some smoothies that you've been drinking too.
Oh, yes. Let's go into that one. Like I said, we have, where is that list of stuff here on it? We have a freezer full of figs, apricots, bananas, papayas, kumquats off the tree right now, oranges off the tree. We froze a lot of grapes. We can put about 5 different fruits in. We're picking papaya right now. The papaya has a special digestive enzyme in it, too. The kumquats are full of vitamin C because you're grinding up the rind right along with that. We have oranges. Figs have a lot of zinc in them. Dried figs, even more zinc. And that's supposedly really good for the immune system for the pandemic flu. And then we add greens. I take about 10 different kinds of greens from the greenhouse. Just a few sprigs, parsley, chard, fennel, nasturtium, cutting celery, kale, sorrel. And then we add spirulina. And I put cinnamon, cloves, pepper, turmeric. That's what we have in our smoothie. And we make a gallon of it or more of it. Yep. And then we can drink it for a couple of days. We're doing it in the mid-morning for a little pick-me-up. And so that's something that you can do for your immune system. You could do a smoothie fast if you wanted to, if you really wanted to get into that.
Well, thank you, Jerome. I just wanted to mention we are almost out of time, and I understand that you did want to share a poem before we have to end today's show.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And if you can imagine, you were walking on a ridge in Nepal down from into Pokhara, and this is maybe what you would see there.
Yeah. So the poem is called "Evening Wheat" by Vikram Seth, and it goes: "Evening is the best time for wheat. Toads croak. Children ride buffaloes home for supper. The last loaves are shoulder-borne. Squares light up, and the wheat sags with a late gold. There, on the other side of the raised path, is the untransplanted emerald rice. But it is the wheat that I watch, the still, dark gold, with maybe a pig that has strayed from the brigade and joined a few soft ears.
Thank you so much, Taylor, Alger, and Jerome Osentowski, for giving us an update from the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute.
Thank you for doing
the engineering, and we'll go out with a little bit of Imagine.
All right. We'll talk to you later.